Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Friday. It's frickin' Friday, and frickin' week is gone, and frickin' weekend's coming up, and it's got to be better than yesterday. That being said, it's also the first day of February, my God, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 44 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 45 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and got rain followed by snow, followed by freezing-ass weather coming. That about sums up the weather. That being said, let's see what we're going to open up with here. Russia threatens retaliation as U.S. pulls out of nuclear arms treaty. We'll get into it in just a minute.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Russia threatens retaliation as U.S. pulls out of nuclear arms treaty. This is from Zero Hedge. In a sign that Russia might soon be deploying those new hypersonic missiles that Russian President Vladimir Putin has been showing off lately, Reuters reported that the United States is preparing to suspend compliance with the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, citing four U.S. officials opening the door to the introduction of medium-range ground-based nuclear arms in the area around Russia. And this says, nothing to do with it. I mean, this is orchestrated by the fucking Zionists. This is aren't going to be able to come up with the people to go and fight to take the Middle East for the fucking Jews. That's all there is to it. And so they're going to plan on using these nukes instead of people, but they're going to, by God, take it. And that's why you're seeing this, that which would never happen, starting to happen. That, and they've lost complete fucking control. They've completely lost their minds. They've gone off the reservation. If they had a brain, they'd take it out and play with it. They know, I mean, the world wars that World War I and World War II, the same shit was going on. The people have figured, that what's been done to them. And they're ready to squash the goddamn misery makers around the world. So we got to have a war to have them kill each other off or they'll come kill us. We ain't doing it. The official said the suspension will kick off a 6-month countdown. Oh, did I get that? Yeah. Yep. We'll kick off a 6-month countdown that could lead to the dissolution of the treaty. However, Washington could opt to remain a part of the pact if Moscow decides to become compliance become compliant, not become compliant, you ignorant curs, with the 1987 Cold War era treaty. And not to mention, you can, you know, another arms race here for a while to build up until we do go and start using the son of a bitches. I mean, we got so much us Americans, man. We're living so fucking fine and high on the hog, man. We need that industrial war complex, man. They need more of it. We need to tighten our belts, hand it all over to them to kill, kill, kill. Export, number one export of the United States, death. The decision comes after the U.S., Russia revealed on Thursday that they had failed to work out their differences on the treaty. That analysts have warned could be the first step in a new Cold War-style arms race. Ching, 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 ching. You can't see this shit for what it is. Already enough nukes between us and Russia to destroy the whole goddamn planet. But we're going to have, it's money. I mean, mammon, man, there's mammon to be made here. Boy, all you people working at them goddamn bomb plants and stuff, you ought to be dancing a little jig about now. Or worse, both sides have accused the other of violating the terms of the historic treaty, which called for a ban on all land-based missiles with a range between 310 miles and 3,400 miles, according to NBC News. The latest step comes after the Trump administration repeatedly warned Russia that it would leave the treaty if Moscow didn't comply with the family. I don't even know what the hell that means. Family by, I don't know if that has some meaning or if somebody just put family where treaty should be. And who writes it? Zero Hedge? Come on, guys. Family, by February 2nd, both sides have been meeting in Beijing, but Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rabakov said on Thursday that the talks had failed. Unfortunately, there is no progress. Oh, unfortunately, the fucking industrial war complex, they're all dancing a jig, too. Here comes the last of goddamn people. 100 million of our people living in tent cities and shit. And let's have another Cold War arms race, man. Just trillions of dollars. They won't let us fight no more fucking wars. They won't come fighting for us. But and let's make it about medium range missiles. That way we don't need them. We can just fucking use those. And so, it's conventional. See, it's conventional blowing up whole cities and stuff. And when they go to take first Syria, then Lebanon, then Jordan, and then Iran, and then Turkey. As far as we understand, the next step is coming. The next phase begins, namely the phase of the United States stopping its obligation under the INF, which will evidently happen this coming weekend. Ironically, it is the Iranians that they want to fucking blow up, and we're in compliance with this fucking treaty. It was in complete compliance in their development of nuclear technology. You got madmen in control at the top, and Netanyahu's tired up waiting around for his fucking blood sacrifice and for his kingdom. Okay. Andre Thomas, U.S. Undersecretary of State of Arms Control and International Security Affairs, said Washington would most likely announce the suspension of the INF treaty in the coming days. The Russians still aren't in acknowledgement that they are in violation of the treaty, she said. How violation? I love this shit. I love this shit. And it's a violation of what? There's some kind of law on this planet? Anywhere? Think again. This is the fucking jungle. Welcome to it. She said. However, Thomas did add that diplomacy is never done. Of course, this doesn't bode well for renegotiating the new START arms control treaty that calls for the mutual reduction of U.S. and Russian nuclear arsenals. There's no goddamn money in that. Now, here they had an update that came with this. Russia threatens retaliation. Update. As we previewed below, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has announced that the U.S. will withdraw from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty immediately, prompting threats of a Russian response from Moscow. According to RT, Pompeo said the U.S. could return to compliance with the treaty if Moscow meets Washington's demands within the next 180 days. To convince the U.S. to back down, Washington has instead insisted that Russia cease development of a new cruise missile. Moscow has repeatedly denied claims that it is in violation of the treaty. Didn't we just read one yesterday that we're developing these low-yield nuclear warheads so that we can, you know, blow up small countries and stuff without, you know, going into a full-fledged nuclear exchange? I mean, we don't violate the United States, the empire thereof, the corporate elitist empire thereof. Why can't people just leave other people the fuck alone? How, man, think about that. What a theory. If people just left other people the fuck alone, nobody would want to kill nobody. And the people themselves don't want to kill each other. This is just a handful of maniacal maniacs who will never be caught in the fight. They think that want another huge blood sacrifice and another big pile of gold that they make from the fucking war that they fucking start and they fucking cause and then they and decide who wins. Trump said the U.S.'s NATO allies support the decision to withdraw from the treaty. I bet you they do, which has been a cornerstone of European security for years. The U.S. has also expressed concerns that its compliance with the treaty has benefited China, which isn't party to the agreement. You can't make this shit up, people. This is the goddamn world you live in. Wow, I'm sure that this is what the founders had in mind for their progeny. Death, destruction. We're headed backwards, and that's what they want. I mean, they lust for fucking blood, and they lust for money, and they lust for fucking power. They are servants of mammon, and people have progressed to the point of why in the fuck should we kill each other for you fucking assholes when they think of us as animals or your subjects? Fuck you. So it's time to try to turn back the clock, even if we have to bomb the whole goddamn world back into the third world. Or back into the goddamn Stone Age or the Dark Ages or whatever you want to call it. Trump administration cuts all aid to Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza. This is from National Post. It was sent in by Jim for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The U.S. Agency for International Development has ceased all assistance to Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza, a U.S. official said on Friday. Well, it didn't. They just declared the other day that the Jews had stepped up and, that was the Golan Heights. What am I thinking? It wasn't Gaza. It was the Golan Heights. Syrian land. They had just claimed, we're claiming it. We're just taking it. That occupation thing was all, they talk about international law and it's just like talking about national law or local law or any law. It's all fucking fraud. There is no fucking law. There's a group of fucking monsters at the top of the heap who revel in bathing in blood and eating babies and fucking the sickest shit you can think of. And this is what they want to, I mean, people out there, they think, you know, they're sitting there, some fat, fucking gutted son of a bitch who owns a fucking, you know, a business, maybe it brings in a couple million a year, and he's sitting there thinking that he, you know, I'm important, and you're nothing to these people. You're the fucking toe jam between their fucking toes. That's what you are. But you go along with it's us and me and you. Yeah, and them poor people will go over there and do the dying. And so, hell, I'm going to make a ton off this. Come on, let's get this going. The decision was linked to a January 31st deadline set by new U.S. legislation under which foreign aid recipients would be more exposed to anti-terrorism lawsuits. No, really? You mean like those fucking Jews sitting over there shooting children? Unarmed children? Is it going to go to them terrorist motherfuckers, the most diabolical terrorist organization on the planet? No, we actually just enacted a fucking $3.8 billion a year tax from a foreign government on our people. Israel, the terrorist. This fucking country is it is the evil empire. Period. And no, I want to hear somebody argue it ain't. What's your fucking argument? The deadline also sees the end of about $60 million in U.S. aid for the Palestinian security forces, whose cooperation with Israel forces helps maintain relative quiet in the West Bank. You know, they must be traitors to their people, is all I can figure. Congress's Anti-Terrorism Clarification Act, another act. I mean, it is run by dictate. This is how fucking dictators work, people. You understand? An emperor is just they pretend to all, you know, like there's this left right. They just keep this whole idea of some kind of fucking government that has anything to do with the fucking subjects. And then they play and they sit there and they make the decisions and fuck you. You go and you die and you bleed. You send your children to death. You do what we tell you. That's what you do. Only it's fucking falling apart on them. That's why you're seeing this missile shit and everything. Netanyahu's sitting over there fucking down in the fetal fucking position, kicking his fucking legs and screaming because the fucking death hasn't already begun. And he wants it now, and he's going to get it because his fucking subjects will do as they are told. Because mammon rules this fucking world, okay? And he is the priest of mammon. The deadline also sees the end of about $660 million in U.S. aid for the Palestinian security forces. Congress anti-terrorism clarification, we did that, okay. The Palestinian Authority declined further U.S. funding over worries about its potential legal exposure, although it denies Israel's accusations that it encourages militant attacks. No, yeah, I think I would fucking back away from a kangaroo court, too. Who's going to, I mean, the goddamn, how many violations of UN law has fucking, have the Israelis committed? How many atrocities? They're fucking committing genocide on the Palestinians right in front of God and everybody, if you like that term. And you can watch it on the big screen. They'll show them sniping little fucking children standing there to shoot them. But they're the good guys, and if you don't believe it, come to their Star Chamber United Nations court that they fucking bought off and took control over with the might of the fucking people's resources of the United States, and just ask them, they'll tell you. At the request of the Palestinian Authority, we have wound down certain projects and programs funded with assistance under the authorities specified in the ATCA in the West Bank and Gaza, U.S. Officials told Reuters on Friday. All U.S. aid assistance in the West Bank and Gaza has ceased. It's because you want to starve them some more. You know, over there in Gaza, the Israelis, they only allow the Palestinians, individuals, so many calories a day. Because, I mean, this is the fucking how they treat people like animals. I mean, they are the worst. No, only their pack sits there and goes, they're good people. The fucking world is looking at this. The fucking world's looking at this. These fucking diabolical monsters, and the USA is the fucking goddamn the power behind it. It is the goddamn force being used by these Zionist pig bastard sons of bitches to fucking commit genocide. You know, they're gonna, it's coming to everybody. Don't you worry. Everybody's gonna get some. Because the fucking Jews are the Jews, and you are a fucking soulless animal. Every one of you. Subjects. It was unclear how long the cessation would be in effect. The official said no steps were currently being taken to close the U.S. aid mission in the Palestinian territories, and no decision has been made about future staffing at the U.S. aid mission in the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. Oh, yeah, that's right. We took over Jerusalem, and we went over there with the might of the people who believe in peace, who believe in justice. And we went over there with our military might, and we decided that no, our Jewish masters are the that's who Jerusalem belongs to. I know, fuck prior. I mean, it's just like our laws. They're telling, fuck your laws, fuck your Bill of Rights, fuck all of it. We are the controllers. We are the emperors. You people have been sitting here too fucking long. You just ain't getting it yet. You have nothing to say about it. Do what you're fucking told, slave. USAID and the main agency administering U.S. foreign assistance in the Palestinian territories, according to its website, the agency spent $268 million on public projects in the West Bank and Gaza, as well as Palestinian private sector debt repayment. Oh, I wonder who that payment money went to. Who that money really, hey, you know, the, how much money we're just handing the Israelis. I mean, absolutely, you, if you had a poll across the world, 98% of the fucking people, Israel is a fucking diabolical monster. They are fucking vampires. They are the lowest form of life to ever slither across this fucking planet. In 2017, but there were no significant cuts to all the new funding through the end of June 2018. Nabil Abu Radeh, a spokesman for the Palestinian President Mohammed Abbas, said the suspension of the aid to our people, which include critical sectors such as health and education, will have a negative impact. Yeah, they don't just like killing. They like to see people suffer. It's like the sanctions they put on Iraq before George Bush won, you know, before the attack, when they, old Madeleine Halfbright, that fucking Jew whore, fucking sat there and said 250,000 fucking children starved to death. Well, that was acceptable collateral damage. But they love children. They love children. Or the thing is, they love children in a sick fucking way. They like to watch them die. They like to shoot him in the diaper from 200 fucking yards and hear him scream. It gets them off. That's all that they got left. Their fucking souls are gone. Which included critical sectors such as health and education will have a negative impact on all, create a negative atmosphere and increase instability. And that is the fucking, what is the deal? I'm telling you, this was supposed to gone down fucking 4 years ago, people. It was supposed to gone down a long time ago. This is already supposed to be the Zionist empire, the Middle East, okay? We're behind, like I said, Netanyahu's down in the fetal position, kicking and crying and screaming, and fucking probably having little children, Palestinian children, tortured right in front of him to try to make him feel better from his fucking fit. The Palestinian Authority is an interim, a self-government body set up following the 1993 Oslo Peace Accords. The peace process aimed at finding a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. There's no two-state solution. Hell, they're already taking other goddamn countries. They just now claimed a part of Syria. Two-state solution, my ass. One world fucking government under the fucking Zion. That's what we're talking here. In Gaza, Hamas spokesman is Ismail Rudwan condemned the stopping of aid, deploring what he called political money. And is there any other kind? Political mammon? The USAID announced comes after humanitarian officials in the West Bank and Gaza said they were facing a general cutback in funding from donors worldwide. Last year, Washington cut hundreds of millions of dollars of aid to the Palestinians, which included funding to humanitarian groups supported by U.S. It's USAID written in capital letters. You said, I guess, is what it, us said. Us said, whatever it comes down to. But don't forget, we had a tax levied upon us by Israel. Israel fucking is the control, is the king in this fucking country, and you are a subject of Israel if you are an American. That's what they're telling you. And they're trying to make it clear to you every day. It's written right there in the 14th Amendment. And I'll tell you who has control, who has the controlling stock in that corporation and who your king is. It's called King Netanyahu. Better get ready to get down on your knees and kiss his ring and beg his forbearance that you might get to live another day to be fucking brutalized, tortured, and for his fucking entertainment. Israel is a sick shithole that needs to be destroyed completely. There will never be any kind of fucking peace or happiness on this planet as long as those fucking psychotic misery makers are drawing air. Make no mistake about it. You know, all of this stuff is recorded for posterity. And one day people are going to look back on it and man, there's going to be a lot of people who will just be in shame. You stood by and you fucking backed that. You really did. Judeo-Christians. You good Christians. Well, you better hope. You better be on your knees every day praying that your religion is bullshit and there ain't no God. Because if there is, I wouldn't want to be you. I mean, I'm a sinning son of a bitch, but I wouldn't want to be you. There's a especially hot spot preserved for you if there's a hell. The U.S. cuts were widely seen as a means of pressuring the Palestinian leadership to resume the peace talks. No, the coercion. I mean, this whole fucking thing, this whole idea of any kind of order. This is total planetary chaos. They talk about, oh, it'll be chaos. This is chaos. When there is no law to protect the people and restrain the fucking so-called governments of the world. There's no governments. There's just some fucking emperors at the top vying for, the final. At the top, there's one guy. One guy at the top of the pyramid. And all the rest are just, they're feeding. They're, trying to cut each other's throat. Everybody wants to be at the top. I mean, it's just a fucking, this planet is awesome. I mean, you can't even look at the beauty of the things around me anymore. It's just become a total feeling of disgust with the whole fucking situation and disgust with the people who have the ability to fucking put it stop to it who won't do it. Because they don't serve their purpose, because actually, in the very far, 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 far back of their minds, they really would like to be the ones to top that pyramid, forcing their fucking will on the world. As a result, dozens of NGO employees have been laid off. Health and unemployment programs have been shut down and infrastructure projects halted. So it'd probably be more fun. I mean, it's a lot of fun to shoot a Palestinian baby in the diaper and listen to it yell and watch its parents scream. Or like when they bomb Baghdad, shock and awe. We're against weapons of mass destruction, so we destroyed Baghdad with weapons of mass destruction to stop the mass destruction weapons that didn't exist. And see the truckload of fucking little kid bodies piled up, and the goddamn a woman wailing. I mean, the horror. You think that isn't going to be visited upon you? You think shit like that doesn't come back on you? Because I'm here to tell you it does. I believe that this universe, the yin, the yang, for every action there is an equal and opposite and equal reaction. I believe it. I've seen it in my life. You sit over here in your fucking comfort and you got your big four-wheel drive and your fucking vacation and shit handing over the fucking resources for them to go over and put this goddamn nightmare on people that you don't even know for just to take their resources for your Jewish masters. You think that shit ain't going to come back on you? The scales will balance. That's nature. I don't care what the fuck else you believe. That's nature. I've seen it in nature every time and it will. The scales are going to balance. And by God, what you got coming to you, I wouldn't wish. Yeah, I do wish it upon you, because you deserve it. In August, Washington announced an end to all U.S. funding for the United Nations that assist Palestinian refugees. As you can see, that's kind of cool, too. Get them in a refugee camp, surrounded with guns. Just watch them starve. Boy, you think shooting a baby is fun? Watch them take their last little breaths And over here, the same people that are supporting this are waving their fucking plastic flags. And it is damnable what they've done in back east. But killing children coming after they're out of the womb, that's damnable. That is damnable and that's evil. This is just as damnable and just as evil. And you're waving your fucking flags and supporting the death of that while you're condemning what's being done, what you've brought on yourself. You have brought this on yourself. by not standing against it. Oh, when it was happening, you know, they always told you, we want to go fight them over there, so we don't have to fight them here. You're fighting the wrong fucking people, weren't you? Now they're over here. And now you're going to have to look at it, and you're going to have to watch it. You're going to have to watch the horror that other people around the world have to watch that you finance and support and wave your flag and yell, wear your Trump dumb hats, your dumb Trump hats. You're going to have fucking experience it yourself. And the innocent will experience it with you just the same. Even those who were totally against it, who denounced it, tried everything they could do to stop it. But, oh no, that goddamn mammon, that was more important. You served the god mammon. And this is going to be your reward. Because that's what you get when you serve the god mammon. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Turning further from my home.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shive via Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1240 Pacific Time. And that was Kid Rock with Born Free. No, you weren't Kid Rock. Neither was I. We were born into a fucking, into servitude, into slavery, because of the cowardice of the generations before us. They weren't stupid. They weren't warned. It was just, God, that comfort position, this big old rich country. Even if I, you know, I could live out my life. I mean, I've told you guys this before. I've known people in my later years. Oh, I'm glad I'm going to be dead and gone before all this goes down. Well, you fucking coward. You did nothing to stop it. Everything that's going to happen is going to be well fucking deserved. I know that for a fact. Okay. Let's see what we're at here. Oh, yes. I mean, but just reiteration. I know it's just, I've been noticing a lot more of the fucking Chinese. Everywhere I fucking look, there's Chinese. What's happening is the merger that we told you about, you know, the merging of the United States with communist China, the empires coming together to form they'll be the Asia zone, and they'll be the North American zone and the European zone, but each will have regional governors, and at the top you will have the emperor, who by then will be eating live babies. I mean, just taking a live baby in their hands and eating it right in front of your face and laughing about it. He'll have his teeth sharpened like a fucking cannibal, and he'll be eating those live babies right in front of you just to show his contempt for your very fucking existence. California, 20 accused of selling birthright citizenship to pregnant foreigners. No. This is from Breitbart. A total of 20 individuals were arrested by federal authorities on Thursday for being accused of operating, quote, birth tourism, businesses which essentially sold birthright American citizenship to pregnant Chinese women looking to permanently stay in the United States. Well, they come in, yeah, they're fucking, they own. They got their banks here. And pretty soon, and I'm going to tell you guys something else. It's like I was telling you about them pumping the foreigners in here from the south of the border. How you're going to see a few and a few more and a few more. And pretty soon one of those little fucking pricks are going to be coming up with sticking a machine gun through your fucking window of your car, wanting to see your papers to be on their road that they own, that the Chinese communist government owns, that Donald Trump sold them from the corporation, that the fraudulent corporation that could never exist. You're going to fight. You're going to fight. Or you can just lay down and die. You can be the coward you are and just lay down in the fetal position like old Netanyahu and just die. It'll be better than what's living. California resident Doug Young. What? Doug Young? Is that Irish? Or Doug Young? Doug Young? Lee? Along with 19 others, was arrested by federal officials for operating her business called UNUSA, in quotation marks, that allegedly brought pregnant Chinese women to the country for anywhere between $40,000 and $80,000 to have their children in America in order to secure them birthright U.S. citizenship, according to the Associated Press. It's kind of crowded over there in China. You know, they got about 2 billion people over there. And the Chinese they're going to continue breeding and you look over in China, you don't see no foreign fucking faces over there, do you? You don't see no refugee programs where they're coming in and taking care of the refugees, but they're our best friends, our best trading partners, our best buddies. Right? The AP reports, ding dong, and I swear, jing dong, ding dong, jing dong, 42, and Michelle Wee, Yuhua, Yui, Lua. I mean, you can't even read the news in this country anymore because it's all in a foreign fucking language because it is a foreign fucking country. 53, who was allegedly operated U.S. Happy Baby, also were arrested more than a dozen arrested more than a dozen others, including the operator of the third such business, also face charges but are believed to have returned to China. And of course, they're going to be extradited back here because us in China, we're just the best friends. I mean, 30,000 dead in Korea, 50,000 in Vietnam. Ooh, the Chinese are over here fucking selling our country off. Because this is Chinese selling it to Chinese people. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles said, shit, U.S., fuck, there ain't no goddamn, this is the jungle. You guys better have your fucking guns in order. You better be ready to defend yourself because you're the only one that's going to do it. While it isn't legal to visit the United States while pregnant, authorities said the businesses, which were raided by federal agents in 2015, and they're still doing it. They've been 3 more years of doing it, and they get arrested again. They just never slowed down, did they? Just like that shit down on the border. It ain't slowing down. It's speeding up. They're taking your fucking country away from you, idiots. And you are sitting there watching them do it. I mean, when the columns were coming through Europe, I mean, I watched it. You know, columns and columns, just come in columns like a fucking marching army, and most of them were fighting age men. And I'm watching it go through, and fucking the people just standing there watching it happen, and they did. And then it happened over there like it's going to happen here. There was 10 of them, then 20, and then 100, and then they took in over a whole town that the fucking people of the European countries, they wouldn't even go into that town. They can't. It's just like here, you know, they're announcing Sharia law in this county. Really? And what was the problem there? No resistance. I mean, this is going to go down in the annals of history. It's just unfucking believable. Invasion. Worldwide invasion without one fucking gun fired in fucking resistance. All just because it was incorporated. All of the fucking international mafias went corporate and went to work with each other and to build the New World Order, to build a one world government where they are the fucking elite so far above. I mean, if they want passing on the street, they see a little girl, you know, she's about 12 and she's developing nicely. They'll grab her, go grab her and put her in my fucking limo and I'm taking her. And the parents screaming there on the sidewalk, what about it? Call a cop. Well, there's a cop sitting down there in the corner watching you. And if you try to stop that fucking chink from taking your fucking kid, that cop will come down the street shooting at you. He won't be able to shoot back because you already gave your guns up. Jesus, this is unfucking believable. In 2015, touted the benefits of having U.S. citizens' babies. No shit. See, there is a benefit to being a United States American national. I mean, fuck, like I said, we all should be filthy rich. The country belongs to us. Richest country on planet Earth. 100 million of our people living in tent cities. Out in the fucking freezing ass cold right now with children and everything else. There is some benefit. Where are those benefits all at? Where's all that wealth come from? It comes from your fucking land. That's where it comes from. And even you people who think that you got a spot at the table, boy, have you got some comeuppance. You're going to find out that it's just a process of elimination. They have you eliminate the ones least likely to fucking resist, and then they move on up the ladder and on up the ladder, and pretty soon, a couple of tactical nukes, and hell, man, everybody's under fucking control, aren't they? Then you can start your population reduction the good old-fashioned way, because we are moving back to the back in time. And we can start digging those big old ditches and taking people out there and just putting a bullet in their fucking head. U.S. babies who could get free public education and years later help their parents immigrate. So while you're taking, they're coming over here and taking their babies to take a hunk of your country, hunk of what belongs to you, in violation of your fucking Bill of Rights, due process of the law, by a fucking corporate fraud. Plain and simple, just a straight up fraud and treason. While they're doing that, they're taking babies over here, they cut out of the womb and they're killing them and taking them over there for the fucking these sick fucking unspeakably monstrous Chinese fucking elitists to fucking eat. How do you like it, people? How do you like what you have allowed to happen? How many have not even spoken out, let alone done anything about it? touted the business that touted U.S. citizen babies who could get free public education and years later help their parents immigrate. Chain migration from China with 1.7 billion people. You're going to love this, people. And this little town, in the last 5 years in this little town, it has gone from where you've rarely seen any traffic at all to where you can't find a fucking place to park. And remember, the American nationals, we never reproduced our numbers. There's less of us. So there should be more for the people that are here. But there ain't enough for, I mean, but we got people starving by the fucking millions living in goddamn tents. Wow, these motherfuckers are moving in, and like in Seattle, go to Seattle sometime and look at what the Chinese, and it is the Chinese government, because the people, a communist doesn't own anything as an individual. It is owned by the Chinese government. Gated, big gated communities living like fucking kings in our country that belongs to us, why we live like fucking animals. They also allegedly had women hide their pregnancies while seeking travel visas and lie about their plans. With one, you win. With one, you win. U.S. customer telling what? With one, you win. Whatever that means. U.S. customer telling counselor officials she was going to visit a Trump hotel in Hawaii. She probably was. Go ahead,
that's
brother.
That's the name. That's the name of their business. UN, like.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't speak Mandarin.
You'd have to be Mandarin. Yeah. UN. UN. United States. UN. US.
I get you. This is so fucked up, people. The birth tourism business allegedly brought hundreds of pregnant Chinese women to the U.S. so they could have their children on American soil and thus be forever anchored in this country. And that all is centered. What are they centering? What are they? Is this proposal that you can come here and drop a kid and you fucking own a hunk? You get to take a hunk of what's mine without due process of the law? What is that? Oh, that's that 14th Amendment, ain't it? That's that 14th Amendment. That treacherous. Fucking, what can you say about it that we haven't already said? It was just put in there. You were made a subject. You own nothing. If you don't own nothing, they can sell it to the Chinese, I suppose. If you're just a subject, but hey, this is supposed to be my lands and stuff. Fuck you, subject. Shut up. Shut up or we'll have you fucking tortured to death for our pleasure. And we do have the goddamn corporate fucking enforcers out there, like the equivalent. They are like, they're just Blackwater with a different name. That's what these so-called wonderful police that we should love. We should love them police. We should love them.
Henry, these Chinese folks are just moving to a different communist location. That's all.
That's all. You're absolutely correct. Oh, but it was so. But here, because it's so much so open, you know. And the travel and stuff, they're actually, I mean, in China, you know, it's not as developed as they like to pretend it is. Most of the fucking people live out in the rural mud shithole where they get shit in their, shit and the shit falls down in the pond, feeds the fish and the water grows the fucking rice and they, you know, that's how most of it is. So, I mean, making it over here, I mean, what they had a whole generation of them. You know, because they killed all the baby girls, you know, because they didn't cut the population thing. So they got a whole generation of men who want to come here, and they've been told, just come here and take it. You can take it from those. They'll just sit there and watch you. It's unbelievable. We'll show you films of it. You watch this film. Watch this. See these Blackwater corporate fucking enforcer units? Watch them. Watch it. Where they're going up on the porch. Yeah, oh, they just beat the hell out of that guy. Oh, and they just went in and they took his fucking children and took his fucking wife and took him out there. And he just took the beating and just, didn't do a goddamn thing. And the other one's scratching his head and go, don't they all have guns? I mean, don't they have any way to try to stop this? Well, yeah, they do. Well, what they're missing is balls. And what they're really missing is unity. Because these people will allow themselves to be divided by anything. They love divide. because every one of them is fucking fallen into the worship of mammon. You see, mammon decides your social position, not your integrity, not your word, and there's no honor in any of it. It's just mammon. And for mammon, fucking you, I mean, like, you see children selling their parents out. And, you know, but family selling family out. I mean, this is not the majority of the people, but the majority of the people in this country better fucking start doing something about it. If you just sit there and just keep waiting, pretty soon that fucking gun's going to be irrelevant, because you're going to have, you will be outnumbered. You will be so outnumbered that you can't fucking beat them. And then you will not get to that nuclear arsenal, which was obviously completely irrelevant, because we have been fucking invaded by the world since we've had that nuclear arsenal that was our ultimate protection of our fucking sovereignty and our fucking rights, right? The birth terrorism business is allegedly brought... Oh, we did that. The U.S.-born children of foreign nationals are commonly known as, quote, anchor babies. That's that Fourth Amendment. I mean, 14th Amendment. It is fucking... That is illegal. It's all a fraud. Everything that's been done is a fraud. We came out right now and just started fucking blasting them and just didn't stop until they were all dead. We would be absolutely within our law, and we would be righteous in our cause. But it ain't going to happen so long as everybody's got their own special little interests, what they want this country to be, other than what it was supposed to be in the first place. And it, had it been that way in the first place, this never could have happened. But you go along to get along, won't you? Because that mammon, boy, that's a hell of a temptation. It is that snake in the Garden of Eden, if ever there was. You know what it was? It was a $100 bill. There are at least 4.5 million anchor babies in the country, a population that exceeds the total number of annual American births. What do you need to be told here? Are you going to wait? Are you going to sit on your fucking cowardly asses until they do outnumber you? Are you waiting for just somebody to come along and do it for you? That's the American way, ain't it? Sit on your ass, pay your fucking taxes, and keep, avert your eyes and learn how to grovel at the feet of the fucking corporate enforcers, and just sit on your asses and let it happen. This is incredible. This will go down in the annals of people will be going, what in the fuck, you know? What? How in the hell did they ever allow that to happen? The largest army on planet Earth. And they just sat there, until their guns rusted, sitting in their laps. Because they didn't have the balls to do anything about it. As about 300,000 anchor babies are born in every year, exceeding the total number of American births in the 48 states. What do you think, people? Do you have a country? What good are those guns going to do you when they rust? From lack of fucking use, it just finally just rust. They don't got to confiscate them. They just got to wait for them to rust into a pile of rust, because ain't nobody got the fucking balls to pull the triggers. Currently, the U.S. and Canada are the only developed nations in the world that offer unrestricted birthright citizenship, and there is no birthright citizenship here. The 14th Amendment is a fucking fraud. Plain and simple. Nobody, any room of logical people who can understand the English language understood that how that was put into place and what it did in removing the fucking republic and replacing it with a corporation and making the people, changing the status of the people as free individual nationals on a par with the crown heads of Europe to fucking corporate property subjects. That's a fact that can't be argued. So think about that. I mean, think about that. You people out there just wondering, who can't just quite figure it out. That's a good fucking excuse. If you ain't figured this out by now, you don't want to. The 20 individuals arrested by federal authorities for operating and being involved in the birth tourism companies have been hit with visa fraud and money laundering charges. It's a shithole. You're either gonna go out there and dig that fucking sewer up and clean that fucking shit up, or you're gonna fucking waller and shit until you fucking die. That's your choice. Now you better fucking get, you better get to doing something, don't you think? That being said, it is the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday with another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, just anybody who wants to even fucking try to argue any of this shit or argue for this fucking any of this fucking crap, spew. Spew your disgust upon them and their disgust and call them the cowards they are. Don't worry, they ain't going to do nothing. They're going to sit there and take it because they're a bunch of fucking cowards. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend.
You too, brother.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!